Can you tell me again, when you do perform venipunctures, why is that at the moment?
There's a variety of reasons. I think the biggest reason is that we're scaling, and as we're building out this infrastructure, we're also building out our inventory and our capacity in terms of the number of samples that we can handle at any given point in time. And so we're supplementing venipuncture with our micro samples from capillary samples or finger stick to handle that volume. That's the highest level. But you know, if you break that down, there's some situations in which we're doing venipuncture for physicians because they don't the cost is such a big deal for them that the sample type comes second. There's some times where we're...
Does that mean you mean they're doing it on premises and sending it to you? Or they even if they send a patient to Walgreens, they prefer that it be done by venipuncture?
It's rare that they prefer venipuncture, but that they will send large volumes of samples to us that are collected through venipuncture for the purpose of processing in our lab.
Oh, okay. Because it's cheaper, they'll send you...
That's right.
Even though they've already done it by venipuncture.
That's right. That's exactly right.
What would be the situation where you would have the phlebotomist at Walgreens use venipuncture?
So at Walgreens... I think it's what I said before. The biggest reason is just as we're bringing up more and more tests and building out inventory and capacity in our lab, depending on the volumes that we're handling and how fast we're opening new stores, we'll use venipuncture in addition to the microsamples just to handle volume of samples that we're processing. There are situations, it's not common, where we'll also, you know, for a physician, demonstrate the correlation between venipuncture and finger stick.
For a skeptical physician?
Yeah, or just to show our performance. You asked the question about doing publications. The main way that we answer questions whenever we meet a physician is we tell them, send us some patients, and we'll show you the data. And that's the data talks. So we do that. But I think the number one reason is just as we're building out volume and capacity, supplementing our capacity with venipuncture.
So I guess I don't understand why that would save. Is it that you would not yet have that particular test available using your platform, or
it's more how we configure our own analytical systems and the capacity that we have within those systems at any given point in time, and it evolves and it's changing. Every week we have more and more capacity, but it's primarily a capacity question of how many samples we can handle and how many tests we can handle at any given point in time.
I see. And if you can't handle them using the nanotainer, how do you handle them? Or do you make a conventional sample from the... do you make a nanotainer sample from the conventional sized...
Well, we definitely make a smaller sample from the conventional size, and that was the point that I made earlier about the fact that when we do collect venipuncture, we take a smaller sample than traditionally required, and we also use the smallest needle. It's a tiny butterfly needle that's the least painful, and so it is a smaller volume.
Okay.
I think our biggest sort of point on that is, our whole business is about eliminating the need for people to do venipuncture unless they want to, in which case they can. But everything that we do is about eliminating that.